So the Rama writes, mitzvah is hanos on the Yom HaYortzeit, that the Rama quotes a custom of fasting on one's Yortzeit. And that's the straight psak of the Rama. However, many others, especially in the Hasidic world and others, developed that people have a tikkun, have a feast, and they eat. And that's what Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say. It used to be that people used to make a siyum, like Erev Pesach, and then eat. So today we dropped the siyum and just left the tikkun. So assuming your minig was to fast on a yortzeit, and then you're fasting for years and you decide, I don't want to fast anymore on a yortzeit. Let's assume you're not up to it. Let's assume you're getting older, you don't feel well, or maybe there's some condition, and you decide you don't want to fast anymore. So, can you just change now and not fast? What has to be done, if anything? So, we know in general, Min HaTorah... Yeah, so Min HaTorah, we know the halacha is that to make a neder, you must have the utterance of your lips. You must pronounce the words. You have to say, I am taking on, or I'm making a neder. So from the Torah level, you have to actually say something. Except when there's a call in the divrei by hektish, it's a special halacha, even if you think it goes on. But generally speaking, Min HaTorah, you have to actually say, verbalize the words. However, Midrabanan, the rabbi said that either if you do a mitzvah one time, if you do a mitzvah one time planning to do it forever, or if you do a mitzvah or minig, was it a mitzvah? We're not talking about putting on tefillin. That's a chiyuv. That's a biblical obligation. So that... We're not discussing that. It doesn't make a difference. You chayev every day. But something where you don't have to do, you chose, there was a choice to do, let's say fasting on your yortzeit. So if you plan the first time, you did it once, but you had in mind you're going to take this on forever. Or if you didn't think anything and you did it three times. So the halacha is, it takes on, it's a minhag tov, and it takes on midrabanan, a din of a neder. So Min HaTorah, you only have a neder by pronouncing words. But midrabanan, by doing a good deed once with having the intent to continue it, or you do it three times without kavana, or without special intent, it takes on a din of a minhag tov. So what is this? So where does this come from, this concept? So they talk about it. We found in this week's parasha by Yosef, in the beginning of the parasha, we find Vayikach Moshe Atzmos Yosef, that Moshe took the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim. And the pasuk says, Ki Yishpia, there's a double lesson. We have a Baal Kori, Ki Yashpia, Yishpia. It's a double language of swearing. It says, we'll have the pasuk right in front of me anyway. Vayichi, we're getting closer. Unless this is only a Bereshis. Oh, Mishpatim. That's a special parsha. It says, Ki hashpeya hishpiyas b'nei Yisrael. Pakod yivchem okem eschem alitem es asmosai mizeh itchem. So, Yoshua, Moshe Yosef made his brothers swear to make their kids swear to make, because Yosef knew he wasn't, his brothers weren't going to be alive when he left. So he said, I want you to swear, not only so that you're going to do it, but before you die, make sure your kids do it, and their kids, you keep on, make sure until I get out of here. And it's interesting, it says, the end of the pasuk says, Itchem, I'm going to be, and Ali said, take out your bones with mine. So there's a interesting shot. The Mefarshim say there's a whole debate, Rabbeinu Bachai and others, whether Yosef actually forgave his brothers or not for what he did. So that's a whole, it's a whole discussion. So some want to bring a proof from this pasuk that he did. How do we see from this pasuk that Yosef forgave his brothers? Because it's halacha, Rabbeinu Achasid brings down that if you don't, let's say, hates are very strong words, how this, you don't get along. Let's say someone you don't get along with during your lifetime, the custom is not to be buried next to them. That's the Rabbeinu Yehuda quotes the custom. If you don't get along, you shouldn't dafka, go ahead. Maybe if there's no, if that's the only plot in town, maybe, but if you have an option. So he says, they said we're going to be buried together. So someone to bring a raya itchem. What's itchem? That Yosef forgave the brothers. I mean, it's no raya because they were just bringing them out. Doesn't mean they're going to be buried together, but they bring a raya that itchem. See, we see Yosef forgave the brothers because he said, I'm going to be buried with you. Take out my bones with you. But either way, getting back. Yeah.
Didn't all the brothers get taken out?
Yes, that's the thing. Itchem, yeah. He's taken, all the bones were taken out together. So the fact, and then the assumption is they're all buried together. So we see Yosef must have been forgave his brother because the halacha is you don't bury someone next to people who didn't get along unless they made up before. But either way, that's just a side point. Getting back from what, so the question is, so clearly a shvua only lasts for that generation then, because else if Yosef's brothers took a shvua, so why did he have to make the rest, the next generation? And apparently the shvua is binding on you. You know, Minat Torah, you take a, it's not binding on your kids, it's not binding on your grandkids. That's what we see from here. So the question is, the rugged shava goat, I think it was in 1930s maybe, people used to send him, people used to write him letters or write him to ask him questions, and he used to write back postcards. He used to have, I guess, back in the day before email, before letters, he had postcards. So they used to ask him a lot of questions. So one of the questions they asked him about the Gemara at the end of Ksuvus about the three Shvuas, that, see, it's not, you know, we call it, someone put out a sefer called like the Shalosh Shvuas, but it was about the 3 weeks between Yudzai and Tav. Really, that's not called in halacha. That's known as the Ben Hamitzarim, in between the track. Three shvuas are known in the Gemara at the end of Ksuv. It's one of the shvuas we took is we're not going to take back the land of Israel b'choma with force. That's the whole discussion in terms of the Satma Rebbe and others. But either way, they took a shvua. So the Ragat Shava asked. He says, I don't remember taking that shvua. Why is it binding on me? No one remembers taking that shvua. So it's based on a pasuk in Shir HaShirim that we learned out that the shvua from. So why is it? You know, just like we see, he asked, just like by Yosef, the brothers' shvua only worked for them. But the kids had to take, every generation had to take a new shvua. So who took a shvua after this? No one remember. No one, I don't think your parents remember it, your grandparents. So what kind of shvua? So why is it binding, yeah?
Sarah was the last one, right? I mean, there was other people potentially still alive who would be able to
die. The woman is also
high if she's on a shvua.
Sarah
Basasher? Yeah.
Yeah.
She was still alive
from
the
Yaakov. Perhaps, yeah.
Well, she's alive when they do the census later on.
If that's a possibility, yeah. So that's not the answer the Rugachev gives. So the Rugachev, they took all his postcards and they made a sefer called the Safnas Parneach. He was asked Shiloh's all around. So he wrote, he says, how come by the Sholosh Shvuas it's binding on me, but we see by Yosef it's not? So he says, no. He says, he brings down the major Yisod is because Yosef was Koda Matan Torah. So Yosef, so before Matan Torah came, there wasn't a din of a tzibor. There wasn't a Jewish Klal Yisrael until officially. We'll see, but when they came into Eretz Yisrael, there might be a different level. But when they, by Yichan Sham Yisrael, they get a heart. Rav Soloveitchik used to quote the Sadja going a lot that at Matan Torah, that was the Siruf, that's when Klal Yisrael became a nation. And therefore, he says, up until now, and the Torah only talks about a Shvuas Hayakid. When you're talking about an individual Shvuah, that's not binding on anybody except the person who took it. And if you wanted to continue, the kids have to take another shvua, like by Yosef. But when it came to the Sholosh Shvuas, the Shvuas by Eretz Yisrael, like not to take it by Choma, that was already Acha Matan Torah. That was after the Torah is given. That's the Shvuas HaTzibor. And therefore, that's binding on anyone part of the tzibur. That's why the Gemara explains in Nazir that a guy can't become a Nazir. The Pesukim were now, to be a Nazir, you have to be part of a Klal. You got to be part of Klal Yisrael. In fact, that's what Rav Soloveitchik always needs to point out, that the word guy comes from the word like body. Really, the Jewish people are the only guy. You know, we say Goyim, Lashem Bnei Adam. Actually, a guy means a nation. I mean, it's one body. In fact, there was some gedolim because of this that didn't make the bracha that we're about to say, Shalom Asani Goy. What do you mean? They said Shalom Asani Nachri. It's not true. Shalom Asani, we are the only Goyim. But you know, that doesn't, because they only go by biblical Hebrew. They claim the brachas are based, that's the whole discussion. Obviously the meaning is to say what Shalom Asani Goy. But that, so he says, by Yosef it was a Shuas HaYachid, so it's not binding. But by Shlomo it was Achaman Torah. And that's how he explains, that's where the custom of Minig Tob comes from. If you do a Minig, you do a good deed, not something you're obligated in, something optional, you do it one time with the intention of continuing it, or three times, it takes on a din of a neder. However, let's say waiting 6 hours between milk and meat, not eating, kidney, as he says, that's a minig at Seabrook. I don't remember taking on a minig of waiting 6 hours. My father never, since I only weigh five, the concept of a minig tov, taking on a din neder, that's based on the Shua Sayakin. But you can't do Hataras Adarim and say, I'm not waiting 6 hours, I'm not waiting 5 hours in a minute. Of course, if you change communities, or if the Tzibur that maybe does a public Hataras Adarim, you can. So by Shua Sayakin, you can do Hataras Adarim on, because I did it. But a Shua Tzibur, I can't, you know, the Tzibur has to cancel it. That's why he says this whole halacha, Minig Tov, is based on this halacha, based on the halacha Shuas HaYachad and Shuas HaTzibur, and that only became a Tzibur, V'yichan Sham Yisrael Neged Achar Be'ishecha B'Lev Achad, we only became a Tzibur on Har Sinai. So post Har Sinai is the concept of Shuas HaTzibur, Minig HaTzibur, and then to cancel that, we need the tzibur to cancel it. But personal minhagim, you know, one has, you know, we have the, so therefore, the someone asked me, what should they do? So we did. So I asked them first, did they think they have to fast on the yahrzeit, or they knew it was an option? Because if you thought that was the halacha, so you don't need to do ataras. Ataras in our means you took on something extra. You knew you didn't have to do. So the person said, yeah. They did. I said, okay, then we need ataras nedarim. So we did ataras nedarim, and now she's going to start eating. You know, she doesn't have to fast anymore on her yahrzeit coming up.